Oh man, guys, I had a fart today, and it's like I just had been spending 24 hours cramming garbage straight up my butt. It was so intense. It was like a 70s trash compactor, and then I was just like,
"This is like it's like the version of pizza Lunchables back in the day, where you put like one string of cheese on the first one and a dollop of sauce, and then that last one is just like gluttony manifest." Seth is like spending all of Thursday shoving garbage into his butt, and he's like, "Friday though, Friday's gonna be wild." I'm going to have a hell of a Friday.
I want to repaint this wall, but I got to strip the old one first. Load me up, baby.
I've got that delayed gratification like a motherfucker. Oh, lordy.
Do you know that feeling when everyone is talking about a movie that you haven't seen? Have you ever felt compelled to make some vague comments just so you can join in the conversation? Well, what if you were in too deep? Do you think you could convince everyone that you'd seen it? Or do you think your version would be so much better that no one would care? Here at Faking Movies, we're always the ones who haven't seen the movie.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, no, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, no, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, no, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Great, I get to edit this one, so I get to figure out that countdown. Welcome back, everybody, to Faking Movies. That's staying in. This is episode 253. Mm-hmm. That's right. A number so nice, it has the number 3 in it. And I'm here...
What the fuck does that mean?
I just...
God damn it. Anyway...
That's what happens when you try to improv and have no improv training, mm-hmm. folks.
And mm-hmm. everybody should check out our Twitter if it still exists. Marielle works very hard.
You know what's funny? Like on Twitter this week about they're making like the basic version of Twitter a pay service.
That's just going to evaporate entirely.
Yeah,
we have been positing that Twitter will cease to exist.
Oh yeah, it's just us. We're the only ones.
We are the only ones.
But like it feels like we are getting closer for sure. Yeah.
Every minute anyway, of every day.
My much more important thought. So you know how like peaking in high school, you're like the popular person. You're a cheerleader, a football player.
I don't know what that's like.
Same.
You're aware of the concept.
Oh. Yes.
I think
no.
Peaking in college is you're part of an improv troupe, right?
I assumed in a frat.
Oh, okay. Well, different. Like
different path,
directions
right.
on that,
right.
But I remember
depending on what school you go to in a acapella group.
Yeah, I remember like going to improv shows in college, being like, okay, and then like afterwards, you're like, ugh, that's.
I mean,
then one of the people Marielle and I went to college with is massively famous now. So
I hope it's me.
He was in The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix, and
a movie I'll never see.
Yeah, that's a good. Call probably
yeah
he's also on Seth Meyers
it's me is that me
yeah
no
oh okay well, anyway
if you
moving on anyway Twitter still exists and so you should go to @fakingmovies and
why would you put that into the universe. This is gonna come out in like 8 weeks. It might
just
not.
To give people like a way to date this episode, this week when we're recording, Netflix announced they were going to do a whole password.
Oh yeah, Netflix might exist anymore.
Netflix announced that it was going out of business.
Well, hold on, because they announced earlier this week, oh, we're going to do this password thing where you have to like sign in from your home IP address and shit, and everybody freaked out on the internet for 2 days. Guess what Netflix announced today in their weekend media dump? They are no longer going to implement that plan.
Oh, thank Christ. Oh, my God.
Less than 2 days of people telling them you're going out of business, you dumb fucks.
Nice. That's so YouTube TV was also this thing. YouTube TV is like you can cancel cable and get YouTube TV, which is basically cable for like 50
it's
bucks.
It's so expensive.
No, it's like 50 bucks. It's very cheap compared to cable, at least.
All right.
I mean, it's expensive compared to
here. Damn.
No, I do not subscribe to this thing. I'm just saying cable, when I last had it, was like $130.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't even want to know what my parents pay. For
that. Yeah, it's insane.
Agreed. I don't know.
But they do this thing where my mom has it, and we tried to do it, and they do this thing where it's like, oh, you look like you're in a different zip code than the person who subscribes to this thing. Oops. And then fuckery. So,
yeah.
Oh. Remember when YouTube, their premium thing, tried to make TV shows and no one wanted to watch them one was going to pay for fucking YouTube.
Yeah.
Yep. YouTube Red, I think,
it still exists.
Version of the
Okay. They still produce shows, I believe, but
wow.
Right. At time of recording, it might stop tomorrow.
Sure. Hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear Netflix back down. That's nice.
Yeah, for now. I'm sure they're going to find some other way to nickel and dime everybody.
They'll figure a thing out. They'll just raise the price another dollar or whatever.
Yeah. You know? Perpetually.
Yeah. Right.
And we'll get more fucking Stranger Things and, you know.
Except you know what their model is that, like, the way that they gauge if a show is successful is if people binge it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So if you don't, it doesn't count as a binge if you don't watch all of the episodes. That's why certain shows that have been wildly popular end up canceled because, you know, they're either really heavy subject matter and, like, it's hard to watch, you know.
Sure.
Or you don't just, sometimes you don't want to watch an entire series all at once.
Exactly. So, like, it's a self-defeating model like that. Instead of looking at what people are actually viewing, it's if you binge
also,
it.
It's also wild that that's their model, when the way that they announce how many people have watched a thing is how many people have gotten caught watching the autoplay preview. They count that as someone watching something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I was gonna say,
that's
everything
why
is
fucking Red Notice was viewed by twice the amount of people on the planet in the first hour it came out.
It's how much they serve up the content to you without consent.
Yeah, it's a bad model.
This is also like a big problem. We've talked about like box office stuff for newer things, and their model is very opaque compared to like TV shows. You used to know exactly how many million people watched each episode of a TV show. And now you don't know
based
how many,
on the Nielsen.
Based on the Nielsen, which hasn't made sense since
famously
the 60s.
A bad approximation of the actual thing. But like but like the Netflix and money, like box office.
Like
money
an integral, is am I right, fellas?
Those are pretty well formed. Okay. Yeah.
I got your back, Seth.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Lee. Get the fuck out of here, Zach.
Sure.
You know nothing about maths.
I don't. That's for damn sure.
Oh, no. Lee, you betrayed me.
I didn't betray you. You just chose a bad ally, man.
Oh, jeez. I really crushed it.
I've taken calculus in the last decade, I think.
Netflix is dumb.
Yeah.
Netflix is dumb. Yeah. I do like a company where the olds are making decisions, do a big grand gesture, and everybody's like, and then they go, okay, yeah, you're right.
I respect them cowing.
At the end of the day,
it's their money. bonuses that are suffering.
At the end of the day, it's very clear now that since they backpedaled so fast, that the plan the whole time was to announce they were doing it to see what people would do.
You think
that
waters
is the case?
See that.
Oh, that feels very cynical to me, but also, yeah,
it's
I guess
money.
I could say
you said. Welcome to capitalism, my boy.
Oh no, can we not? No, we have to. Yeah,
unfortunately.
Fuck.
Speaking of, I was thinking that my partner earlier this week made a joke about that Matt Damon movie, We Bought a Zoo. Speaking of capitalism, so We Bought a Zoo, and this is my segue into a joke I wrote down a few days ago when I was sleepy and really wanted to ram into the show.
Wonderful, let's do it.
And I was thinking, like, turns out that's not the only movie that the title We Bought a Zoo you could apply it to.
Okay.
Like in a very broad sense, like the ones that I thought up immediately were Jurassic Park, Battlefield Earth and Jupiter Ascending. So what do you guys think are some other movies that We Bought a Zoo could be the title?
Okay, this tight five could work on like the Late Late Show. I think that that has legs if you put it late enough on television. I think
the old Conan.
You're gonna need a real hard tag on the end, like something about humans.
I'll just get the FedEx like Pope and Masturbating Bear to come out and save me.
Well, it doesn't, you know, help you in any way, but yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah.
People remember laughing, Zach. That's all.
That is true, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
So what are some other movies?
I you know, you got three solid golds there, but
yeah, I think you gotta make
maybe
it,
should have primed us before this, and then we would have pretended like it was a fresh joke, so we'd have a goddamn second.
No,
because
we're all in
think.
An improv troupe because we're peaking in our fucking 40s.
Here. I think like, I think if
wait,
if
how
it's,
old are we?
Not quite
so
that,
unclear,
but.
If it's for the late night crowd, I think it ends in like a minivan joke, like we bought a zoo and it's about kids or something, like you know, plenty of
your
audience.
You're the one who's
you know?
Trying to turn this into a stand up routine.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to ask the hard hitting questions.
Who's watching late night shows? Like, it's people
Why
with cable.
Why did we pivot into late night shows? I'm fine with
I don't
that,
know.
But like,
yeah.
Also, old people. My partner's mom watches Colbert all the time.
Yeah, anyone with cable, old people. We've just established this. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look at the like books on my bookshelf over there to see if I could like choose a title that would work for Lee's joke, and they're all in Russian, so it doesn't really help.
Yeah, it doesn't
because
help
all of my like literature books are downstairs on that bookshelf. So
doesn't really play to Middle America.
No, it doesn't.
I don't care about Middle America.
What about Peoria?
I hate Middle America.
I thought, yeah, we have established that we are having to play to Peoria. That's like,
yeah,
if we want to make the big bucks, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a long-standing tradition on this show.
Yeah, dude,
I know
about Peoria.
Lee's arguing comedic integrity or some bullshit.
Oh my god, what a loser.
I feel like we need to, this is a tailspin that I've put us in. Just call me Baloo. Sure. We gotta go.
I was gonna make a Baloo joke.
Yay.
Good job. I'm gonna be Don Kennard or whatever his name is, the evil wolf pirate, sky pirate.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Speaking of Baloo, Seth's faking a movie this week.
Oh! You fucking did it. Wow.
This is, I know we've said this before, but this is definitely the worst one we've ever done.
Are you sure?
Not the movie, the opening of this episode.
Lee, not to part the kimono, as it were, but I am currently editing Bait 3D, and I told Seth earlier, I'm pretty sure the episode is longer than the movie was. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done that.
Yeah. We've definitely done that before.
I feel like the longest episode we've ever done is the Fast and Furious one, where we watched all the Fast and Furious. That one was over 2 hours long.
I'd say too short. You could spend 12 hours on that. I mean, come on.
We could do it again. We could after the final ones come out.
Let's give the people what they want. Another one of those.
Too short a summer, too long a winter is what's happening.
Maybe Marielle could put up a poll on Twitter.
What
and Furious
franchise?
Again, or just die.
Oh, what about it?
You know
what about
funny?
A different nightmare?
No one
franchise.
Will respond to it.
Yeah. I know.
No one will respond
us
to it.
Three.
Is the thing.
Yeah.
I don't even respond to them anymore.
I don't do Twitter at all.
Yeah, I also don't. I don't even think I have an account anymore.
It doesn't exist at the time of this coming out. Yeah. So.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm calling it.
All right. Well, we'll put up a poll on mastodon.extantserver.com.
Yeah, log on to your Tor browser. It's fakingmovies.onion. Yeah.
Buy some heroin. Vote on our poll.
Not in the same site. We're not trying to get Silk Roaded here.
No.
Ooh, jeez. Okay.
Silk Railroaded?
Well.
Yeah, that's
We're really gonna have to work on this tight five.
So anyway,
why do you think these are fucking stand up routines? Like what do you
Isn't that the goal? I don't know. Maybe not.
No. Okay.
So anyway, I'm faking a movie this week.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep.
And it is the awful title of Blue Juice.
Blue Juice.
Every time anyone has said it, Lee types in the chat, juice.
Yeah.
Got that juice. And in honor of this episode for Blue Juice,
I got some blue juice. Oh I'm my god!
Right. Oh, shit. I did think about doing juice, that think, today, but yeah. All right, so
I poured beer into blue Gatorade.
Why would you pour beer of all the things?
Why wouldn't you put? Because
I wanted the cracking sound.
Obviously,
the
vodka. Oh my god. Monster.
Wanted the can popping sound, and then people would be like, "Oh, I wonder what he drank," but I just blew it.
Yeah,
Seth, we got juice. Okay, I was gonna put you in timeout, but you're back. All right.
Anyway, the cast you gave me for Blue Juice with Catherine Zeta-Jones, Ewan
famous
McGregor,
person.
And
famous person,
and Sean Pertwee.
Famous in Britain.
Yeah, and like I know him from Event Horizon and things like that. So
it's true. Yeah,
right on. He's, right on. Yeah.
And his dad played the third Doctor on Doctor Who.
Interesting. If
there's
true.
Even a TARDIS joke in this movie.
Cool.
Jumping the gun. He's got cheeky, one sip of blue beer in him, and he's all crazy.
Cheeky little TARDIS joke.
Oof. All right, yeah. So all right. I have
lay it on us.
I have one failed, and then I have a very, very short real one. I apologize, cool. Hell yeah. But it's there's not a lot to go on here. So my first Blue Juice is a movie that is about the invention of Gatorade blue flavors and the battle between. Between all of the extant seven flavors of blue Gatorade, which there are.
There's seven?
Yeah. But one more thing, and then I'll get into the flavors. Everyone is going to be doing just their worst American accents possible.
Beautiful.
Because it was invented in Florida because
the University of
I remember the ad campaign. Called it Gatorade.
Yeah, the yellow one was invented there. The blue one was invented in hell, I think.
Yeah. I'm drinking Frost Glacier Cool. That's
yeah.
I like that.
Well, nope. I mean that's terrible. Glacier Freeze, I believe, is what you mean. But yeah. It is.
Yes, I do mean
I
that.
I do. Yeah, I know.
Seth knew.
Yeah.
You can see it on his face.
So, the seven extant flavors of blue Gatorade.
God damn.
Are
currently extant? Like right now?
Currently. What I think.
Motherfuck. You know, there's more colors than blue.
Only
Gatorade
one of them is like a double, where it's like the sugar-free version. So,
I see.
Oh, sure.
So it's really only six flavors, if that makes you feel better.
No.
Okay. Well, the
that's
first
insane.
Is
I can't wait till the successful movie that Seth made that's about Pepsi Blue, because that's the punchline I'm waiting for. Like,
well,
there's a better punchline. You'll see. Anyway, so the flavors are, of course, Frost Arctic Blitz, Frost Arctic, Frost Icy Charge.
I didn't realize.
So far, I could not guess what that tastes like at all.
Well,
either of
those.
Yeah.
I found a description.
No, we can do that later.
If you want, but.
Go through all of them, and if there's one that I could guess what the, like, fruit or flavor would be, I'd be surprised.
Okay, so we have Frost Arctic Blitz, Frost Icy Charge, Frost Glacier Freeze.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm drinking.
Zero Glacier Freeze.
That'd be my preference.
Yeah. Cool Blue.
Cause of your feet.
Yeah.
Berry.
Okay, that's a real flavor.
And
we're on to something.
Blue Cherry.
Also a flavor. Okay, we two out of however many.
Why the fuck is that a flavor?
Blue cherry, not a thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
So let me toss this out here. I'm assuming blue cherry might taste like my favorite Powerade flavor, the white Powerade Arctic Shatter, which I always thought tasted like
blue raspberry.
Tasted like the maraschino cherries that come in a Del Monte can of mixed fruit.
Yeah,
sure. Here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. If you like me are a person who buys these ahead of time, knowing you're going to be hungover at some point in your life, in the near life, you would prefer that they have any descriptor of what it actually fucking tastes like.
Okay, wait. The bottle. I have a couple of those. Not on the bottle, but I found like a guy who went through and tasted all of them. I can't remember.
But, to the Gatorade Corporation. Uh-huh. If you put Arctic Bullshit Cherry or Arctic Bullshit Blitz, whatever the fuck, yeah, I just want a little parenthetical that's like, it's like a little bit of raspberry, a little bit of blueberry. And I'd be like, okay, great. Mm-hmm. Got it. Understood. Yeah.
So all of these are sort of defined by is it blue and how it tastes.
Well, you'd hope, I guess.
So let's start with Frost Arctic Blitz. Is it blue? Not really. It's blue green, like a backyard swimming pool in the throes of an algae bloom.
Just to take a step back. This is not your movie, but we're going real deep on this.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, understood. I didn't have that much. Totally good. Yeah. Gatorade Frost, Icy Charge. It's bluish, murky bluish, and it changes color depending on the lighting. Yeah.
I gotta tell you, this blue juice is growing on me.
Yeah.
You're a monster.
Frost Glacier Freeze, light blue. Okay. And then Zero Glacier Freeze.
But what's the flavor? Light blue.
Yeah. Oh, how Frost Glacier Freeze tastes. This was wrong blue Gatorade. I tried the initial taste. It's good, but the flavor isn't blue. To me, this tastes like a slightly less citrusy version of lemon lime Gatorade.
Okay, I was going to ask, can we science this up at all? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, what are we trying to maximize? The, like, tastes like quote unquote blue? Is that what we're shooting for?
I assume so. Like, you want the most blue Gatorade.
That seems very subjective, but we can continue. Sure.
In general, my Gatorade strat is drink a little Gatorade, add water. Drink a little Gatorade, add water.
That's what
drink
I do too.
Drink a little Gatorade, add water.
Agreed.
And I like it to taste watered down. Mm. And that's what I get from this Gatorade Frost Thirst Quencher Glacier Freeze. Mm.
Mixed with Michelob Ultra. Yes, yeah. Naturally.
Yeah.
Pacifico, but yeah.
Also, Gatorade Cool Blue. Is it blue? Yes. It's beautiful.
Well, you'd fucking hope so.
Like beautiful eyes you'd get lost in. They're azure pools.
The Cool Blue one to me tastes like the demi-glace of Gatorade. Like, it's too concentrated.
Oh, it's like, yeah, you have to super water that one down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gatorade Berry, is it blue? Well, it maybe is the bluest of them all, because it's fine.
Is that the OG of the blues,
I think the Cool Blue is the OG of the blue.
Okay.
And then Blue Cherry is it blue? Yes, even more blue than Cool Blue. But not as blue as berry.
But it tastes like cherry?
It tastes like blue cherry. It's like a blue raspberry sort of thing, which has become in our minds. Hmm.
Now, they have another word for that. It's raspberry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just call it raspberry cherry. And then I know what I'm working with.
Anyway, let's get down to my real movie. Because that was...
Did you guys know that Gatorade's going to put out caffeinated Gatorade later this year?
Oh, that's a thing I don't, but also do need in my life. Oh no!
I knew you were gonna be into that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh no, that's a problem. That's like, hey, would you like this free cocaine? I go, well.
And it revives your electrolytes, which is what plants crave, as I recall.
With caffeine, you're working against yourself.
You're really min-maxing it.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I still don't think you know what min-maxing is, but that's okay.
It's either or in that case. Yeah.
Like, you keep saying that phrase, and I don't think you know what that means, but like, it's cool. It's cool. Should I get into my real movie, which
Please.
Is very brief?
Yeah. All right. Absolutely.
Okay, so Blue Juice. We open with like a news report talking about, you know, the dangers of this product and the montage of like C-SPAN like footage, like we have to ban it now. You know, all that stuff is over the credits. It's like footage of people in hospitals and, you know, TikTokers talking about how dangerous the stuff is. But people are
like
saying
that pink sauce stuff they were all drinking last year.
Yeah, but like also plenty of people saying like this is not a thing, don't worry about it, you know. So it's, you know, it's just
like a rainbow party.
Like a rainbow party. Right, exactly. Exactly.
I like to think that That wasn't really a thing.
Yeah, there's no way that was a fucking thing. That is the most insane thing
just
in the world.
It was I'm pretty sure Degrassi,
we then. Weren't very cool in high school, but like,
I don't think anybody would put forth that kind of effort. Yeah. For
Lee is unbluing his juice. I just have to make that.
Yeah,
note.
It's it looks more like hold on, let me scroll up.
It looks
a little more like Gatorade Frost Arctic Blitz.
Oh, I was going to say engine coolant, whatever.
It does look like that.
I've always wanted to drink the things that go into cars, as even since I was a little boy.
Is that your Goodfellas montage?
Ever since I was
a little boy, I always wanted to drink.
I always wanted to drink the stuff that goes in cars.
Antifreeze is a tough one because it tastes very sweet and is extremely poisonous.
Yeah, I had a shitty landlord that used to spread it around his properties to kill stray cats.
Yep, killing dogs and cats is the famous
version.
It was
really not cool. That guy has been sued to hell, but his brother is a sheriff, so...
Is a what? Is
the county sheriff in the county where he has perpetuated most of these heinous crimes, including the death of several people.
I know what county we're talking about. Yep. Yeah.
It's middle oriented.
Anyway, well, I mean, I don't have that right now anymore, so it doesn't matter. I don't live anywhere near there. Mm-hmm. Regardless. Sure. All right. So. You know, like we have this dangerous.
God damn it! Now I gotta write a Goodfellas about drinking engine coolant. I got add that to the Zag Bag Christmas Carol. All right.
Ooh, Zag Bag Christmas Carol. Anyway, so yeah, we had this montage over the credits, you know, showing how this is a controversial product, and then we settle in to Ewan walking into Cat. That's what I'm gonna call her, Cat ZJ,
CZJ. Yeah,
Cat's office at a law firm. I want to sue them for everything they've got. He says, and then I wrote in parentheses in Scottish, so I need to say it in Scottish.
I thought you said they were all gonna have American accents.
No, that was the other.
Oh, that was in the Gatorade,
one, man.
That was the Gatorade.
No,
one.
Hold on, Iron Brew. I want to sue them for everything they've got, is what Ewan says. As you can see, I'm terrible sick. And
he doesn't have the rolled like, you're going a little dirty on it, but like, yeah,
he's got like a really, he doesn't have that, he's got that like sweet Scottish.
I know, but I can't.
Yeah, not the Connery Scottish.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can do it filthy.
I know.
I can't.
No,
do
yeah.
it clean.
Can you? It's hard to do the like Ewan version for
you
sure.
You wound me, sir.
Yeah. Yes, that was my intention.
Uh-huh. Catherine ZJ responds, of course. Excuse me, sue who? BLU, the Blue Company. Ewan McGregor says. Their blend of e-juice for my vape has gotten me sick.
Now the main character sounds like Shrek, and
yeah,
that has gotten me very confused.
I'm gonna stop doing that. Anyway, okay. So Ewan McGregor says the Blue Company, their brand of...
If you can't M-preg yourself while you're doing that.
Jesus Christ, let me finish a sentence before you talk about M-preg. Can I finish one sentence without you talking about Sonic.mpreg?
Can we get through 20 minutes without you?
Anyway, Kat says, hey, sue who? And of course, Ewan responds, BLU, the Blue Company, their brand of e-juice for his vape is what's making him sick.
You love to see it.
Oh, I heard of it. Tell me more. And so now we get to sort of the boring part, and we learn that the CEO of BLU e-juice is Sean Pertwee.
Okay.
And they have sort of aggressively been marketing and criticized for marketing to children. I mean, it's a, quote, blue-flavored vape juice. So of course it's going to appeal to children. Like, it's blue flavor. I mean,
regular vapes were advertising to children. Yeah, exactly. So, like, yeah.
And
I'm not going to lie. I haven't driven that much or been to gas stations that often recently, but I think BLU is maybe a vape company.
Oh, my God. All
like,
right.
Actual vape
oh,
company.
Oh, shit. I think you're right.
yeah.
I was not aware of that. I just wanted to do BLU, e-juice.
Right.
To make some
I think you did it. You really did it. Yeah. I think they're like a Juul competitor.
Yeah.
Blue, BLU, is an electronic cigarette brand.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Are we going to get sued by no one?
It was 14 years ago.
Fuck me.
Well, right. Yeah.
Anyway, let me finish my story, I guess.
Yeah. No, great job.
having not...
Oh, they are a British company, though, so this is perfect.
Oh, interesting. All right. So anyway, Sean is the plaintiff in this case, and his lawyer is, I guess, Dan Hedaya, because I needed a lawyer to be opposing counsel, and it's going to be Dan Hedaya.
Makes sense. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we do a lot of prepping for the case where Ewan is being like a little creepy on Kat, like, but he's generally forthcoming, and he, you know, then lays out the bombshell that he has a terminal disease caused by the blue e-juice. It doesn't have a medical name, but, you know, all of the youths are calling it Gatorade Lung. Much like popcorn lung, famously.
Real things, yeah.
But Gatorade Lung. So we get into the case, and basically, it's just a really long episode of Law and Order or The Good Fight or something, but mostly I just want a bunch of expert witnesses to all have to say the words Gatorade Lung over and over and over again.
Well, it's great because you could trot out any actors and actresses that you want.
Yeah, exactly. You could be like, I'm a scientist for the Gatorade Corporation. No, not for that corporation, for a different corporation.
Not for Blue either, it turns out.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of legal shenanigans, surprise witnesses, drama, comedy, dramedy. This movie has it all, fellas.
Mm-hmm. It's a courtroom drama, but also comedy? That's
because they're going to like...
In the grand tradition of My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah,
sure.
And also, the main crux is that Ewan McGregor has a thing called Gatorade Lung.
Yeah.
His lungs just perform at such a high level compared to other lungs.
Yeah. Do you like that?
Anyway, so Ewan is still kind of being a creep, despite the fact that he's dying. And then we hit the turn. Through some investigation on her part, Kat learns, through the internal workings at Blue E-Juice, we sort of learn that the company knows that the juice can be harmful, but has still marketed it directly towards kids, despite saying that they don't know all of this.
Oh no, it's real life. Oh,
yeah,
no.
We also learn through this investigation that Sean is paying Ewan, who we learn is an actor because there are like headshots in the secret file she found.
Oh.
And we learn that Sean made up Gatorade Lung to get more publicity for the product. You know,
and they'll win a court case, so if actual health issues come out, people will be less willing to accept it as true.
Precisely.
Now, is this a pro vaping movie? Is that what I'm hearing right now?
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. I got excited for a second.
No. Anyway, I mean, we're pretty much at the end. There isn't that much of this movie. It all comes to light at the end. Kat removes herself from the case as Ewan is her client, and, you know, it's all been lies. And also, he's been kind of creepy, and also isn't dying of Gatorade Lung, unfortunately. and then files a separate lawsuit against the Blue Corporation because of all this information. And the movie closes with the headline on a newspaper, "Lawyer Kat, Blue E-Juice, out of the water in latest litigation." With a, you know, a smiling photo of, Catherine Zeta-Jones walking out of the courtroom, you know, that sort of thing, and
and they play "Rags to Riches" over the the song from the beginning of Goodfellas.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's my very horrible, very short movie. That's why I belabored the point so much by talking about Gatorade flavors earlier.
Understood. Yeah.
Wow. Can one of the experts that comes in and
whatever you say,
be OJ Simpson playing himself?
Oh, jeez. I made that
Seth,
joke.
Seth, you yourself made that joke.
I made a joke earlier in the week about, you know, O.J. Simpson not being able to fit into gloves and stuff. But
Oh, right. That's
true. Yeah, but, you know, he's also a monster, so...
He does suck a lot.
Yeah. Well, we usually do that before we start recording.
Anyway, that was my Blue E-Juice because it was not good.
It weirdly, as a person who cares more about vaping than anyone in their 30s should, weirdly, kind of the things that are happening currently.
I kind of figured it was ripped from the headlines. I mean, that's my specialty after all.
ripped from the headlines of like Vaping Monthly. Like, nobody actually
cares. Which is a publication that I publish.
That's your zine.
it costs him $2 a month to put together, and he charges you $4 a month for your subscription. Yeah. So,
That's called supply and demand, bitch. That's not how you say it.
No, I was just gonna let it ride. But...
All right, tell me about this real shit storm.
That was lovely. Yeah, you want the IMDb?
Not really, but yeah.
Yeah.
We don't either.
This is inexplicably a 4-sentence IMDb summary.
I know, right?
What?
Lee sent me, or we were both looking at the page earlier this week, and I couldn't even get through it. Like, the punctuation nightmare that is this, like, 2-line thing is baffling.
This is
here we go.
So confusing. Go ahead.
It's terrible. JC thinks surfing is everything. Yep. His girlfriend Chloe wants him to settle down. When he decides to go surfing one night with his friends from London, she throws JC out. Surfing or Chloe? Question mark. That's 4 sentences. It's maybe 25 words. I don't know. That's a lot.
Is
it's too much.
Way more full stops than there need to be.
Yep. Yep.
The thing I said to Zach while watching this, this movie simultaneously has next to no plot and yet 1,000 things happen during the movie.
It overcomplicates itself to
I feel
no
like we've
great
watched
success.
A lot of those recently. I can't cite precedent, as you would say in my courtroom, but
sure. This is a 1995 movie. So it's right in the pocket of like things that I find nostalgic. But the first thing I wrote down was, is this ripping off Point Break? Because it felt like immediately it was like extreme sports and surfing and like
more
Pacific
like
Sunwear is a thing people
BMX
shop at.
Bandits.
I mean, in that
I
exact
would say
sort
no,
of
just
tradition.
Because it's not, it has nothing to do with like crime. It's just a surfing movie.
Yep. Yeah. No. Yeah. It was just capitalizing on like the clothes that people wore at the time. I think. I don't know.
Yeah. There's a lot of Stussy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of British surf brands. Apparently, Seth, surfing is really big in England in Cornwall, which is where this is set.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense. It's kind of big in Cornwall with maybe 5 people total.
Yeah, because
are you saying like in real life or in this movie?
I think both. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I that was also one of my things. I was like, surfing. You think of Long Beach, anywhere California. Some of the East Coast, not really. Hawaii, other places.
They talk about going to all those places.
Right. Cornwall, England is not one of them.
Where King Arthur's castle is.
Right. Yeah. That's more of a, I was born into this nightmare life, and I guess I'm going to try to make the best of it kind of situation. Like,
yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Right. Yes.
So, yeah, Blue Juice is apparently a British surfer term
For water,
or like the rush you get while surfing,
that gnar wave, but
not that narwhal, but what
wave?
All right, I don't know. Let me just get through this thing.
Okay, wait, just let me go pee because I want to throw you off your game because I always do. But what the fuck, guys? This is trash.
Yeah,
how did you do this?
This is the thing we were talking about earlier.
We did it because of the cast.
Well, Lee did it because of the cast. This is literally the thing we were talking about earlier. We always do this thing where we're like, this will be really fun. This title is super good. And then we watch it. We're like, fuck. Oh, we did a bad thing. Oh, no.
Yeah, we're dummies.
I know. Man, oh, you ever go to an IMDb page and the preview thing next to the picture plays a lot and you get to like the 15th thing in that list? I'm currently on the Obi-Wan TV show because Ewan McGregor is in that.
Yeah, let me see where I'm at. Oh, I'm still on Blue Juice because I scrolled down just enough that it stopped playing.
Smart. Good play.
Yeah.
Good play.
Mm-hmm. I know we talked about this week.
I know you want to give him the what's it. Yeah, that's fine.
I know. No, like about giving, trying to give Seth movies not entirely based on what a horrible title to torture him with.
Yeah, Fraternity Vacation is horrendous. I agree. Yes.
Spoilers. I mean, he's not going to listen to this. This is my edit. I feel like we really need to start doing that to not give him torture titles. Cause like,
to be fair, I thought Blue Juice was pretty good. I mean, he came up with a great movie on Blue Juice. Like that's exactly what I would have done. Like it's really,
but like what cost to us?
You absolute fucking nightmare friends gave me Hamburger the movie, Hot Dog the movie. So like suck my entire ass.
I tried really hard to find other food based movie titles.
I know. I mean, like I'm willing to play the game, but also like if we're talking about that thing, we have to acknowledge those.
What did we do to you that one time? We just kept taking a word away from the title every time.
I did get the as the last Aqua Teen. Yeah, nightmare. Yeah.
Right, it was an Aqua Teen. It was the way back, and then the.
Yep.
Oh, what a fun, horrible thing we did to you.
I know, it was fun. I miss the Carpenter days, too. Those were really fun.
Yeah, we ran through basically every Carpenter, though. Oh, I mean, like we did
10 of them. It was a lot.
Yeah, but you had already seen a bunch of them, so.
Yeah. But it was a good run.
So, yeah. I guess what I have come to realize in this short conversation with Seth's way is, maybe I shouldn't change my ways. Maybe I should still be a shitty torturer to Seth.
Isn't that how we all live our lives?
Yeah, dude.
About every decision, every day.
Never change,
wait,
everyone.
I could change.
Continue being bad.
But, no, I'm not gonna. Yeah.
That sounds like a cold open to me. No, it doesn't.
I mean, it's in the middle of the show.
Yeah, but you have to edit this, so.
Oh, man.
I'm not gonna take this and.
I have such a good cold open for. 251, I guess.
Teaser everyone for an episode that already came out.
Well, no one will hear this, I assume.
Maybe. Oh, I'm not taking this out.
Okay. Seth's entire piss break? All right.
That's
it was baffling. Seth said exactly that thing. He goes, I have to pee. And you go, go pee. And I go, go pee. And Seth goes, all right. That's the cold open. It's really good.
I'm glad we got to relive that because I don't remember it.
Same, yeah.
I don't remember.
It was, I think, 2 months ago. Yeah, also that.
Boy, let me tell you, it's so cold that I just don't know.
How cold is it?
What was like -7 when I woke up?
Oh, that's not funny.
Literally or real feel?
Literally.
Oh, fuck.
I have a friend in Toronto, and she said that it was -30.
We're supposed to get to -28 real feel with all the hurricane winds, but
sure.
Yeah,
real feel we got down to like -40 a few weeks ago.
It's not good. It's not good.
No, I'm gonna
it's that kid fucking whipping around on Heelys today with no gloves on, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
He's tough.
Now I have to cut it out.
Strong.
That was my whole plan.
You're talking about
City Slick.
You're talking about Lee Fart Noise, Social Security number 16345.
Not even close.
Nah.
Oh, cool. Now they can eliminate those three numbers. Cool. Way to dox yourself,
only,
dumbass.
2 billion other combinations. So, yeah, we're good.
So Blue Juice, Sean Pertwee surfs Catherine Zeta Jones runs a cafe. Yeah. She runs a cafe. They're together. Mm. They're going to go on like a trip around the world, but then it turns out that the people who own the cafe are selling it. So she decides, I don't want to go around the world. I want to run the cafe instead. At the same time, his friends from London show up in town unannounced, and Ewan McGregor's one of them, and they're there for it's like a bachelor party for the one friend,
a stag,
and he didn't
stag do
it's a stag do and he didn't want a bachelor party, but Ewan McGregor's a shithead.
Yep.
So then there's a lot of
okay, yeah,
there's uh-huh. a lot of that checks. There's a lot of surfing in the movie.
We do have to acknowledge the surfing here is bad. Like, they talk about the craziest wave we ever saw was 12 feet tall. Pretty sure in like California that's like Wednesday. Like,
I don't know.
But,
yeah, you know. I mean,
you so you decided to bring this point up, but you didn't do a Google or anything.
Are you? I mean, are yeah, you, I yeah, I feel strongly so. About this yeah. for no reason.
Yeah, dude.
As a surfer myself, nope.
I was recently on famous surf beach Piha. In New Zealand, and so sure. like, I mean,
how big were the waves, would you say?
Well, there was a bunch of storms, so
oh
pretty huge, and quite also large, yeah. I didn't go out in the water then.
Smart. Yeah.
And also I can't surf, so I mostly just jump through the waves. Same. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. Agreed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's surfing in the movie.
Cool story, bro.
There's a couple through lines. Chloe wants Catherine Zeta-Jones wants their relationship to move forward and to stay and run the restaurant.
Why is she in such provocative clothing in literally every poster for this?
1995. We're trying to sell movies
for a lot of the movie. Yeah.
Okay. More on the poster later. For sure.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah.
They're all bad.
Sean Pertwee wants to their relationship to move forward, but he doesn't want to do it in Cornwall.
Yeah, well, no duh. Resistant to...
Well,
hey, the Queen's then... dead. We can alienate everybody in the UK.
Yeah,
I mean, except
mostly.
For... Yeah,
mostly Cornwall like completely sucks shit. Like, there's a beach and like some cliffs, and otherwise, literally nothing. Yeah. And everybody's
you're describing most of the British Isles.
I know, but it's like people from fucking you know. Kansas or whatever, and they're like, I'm gonna go to anywhere but here. It's like, yes, do definitely. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, some people like where they grew up.
They're wrong.
Sure. I don't yeah, understand
yeah.
that.
Right. I don't think yeah. any of us yeah. subscribe mm-hmm. to that, but yeah.
So the one of the friends from London is a famous music producer, and he gets into a whole thing with a much younger girl who's mad at him for remixing her father's, because this is during British like club scene mm-hmm, era
sure is,
for
yeah.
remixing her father's famous song, and his storyline is learning to love the old music again. And
we did mention that there's many subplots that have yeah, absolutely uh-huh. no
yeah the guy getting married this, yeah. Really wants to get married, and he's really into it, and Ewan McGregor keeps giving him drugs and trying to convince him to like not get married, and eventually he paints himself silver and dances at a rave that Catherine Zeta-Jones throws to raise money to try to buy the cafe.
Does he yell witness me?
No, he doesn't.
It was
so that's a
that's
yeah,
an
a
oversight.
Lot before that, but yeah mm-hmm. yeah he looks like Nick Holt, I guess, mm-hmm. in that movie. Yeah.
Does he? I don't know. Anyway, then his fiance Steve shows Holt. Up later, and they eventually buy the tickets for the trip around the world off of Sean Pertwee to like, you know, to get rid of that whole conflict, and they go on the trip around the world, and Sean Pertwee and Catherine Zeta-Jones open up a new cafe because the old one doesn't get bought for reasons, and I'll get to that. Ewan McGregor keeps selling. He's working for like a gossip magazine, and he keeps selling stories about his semi-famous friend to the magazine. And they're like, "These aren't good enough. We need a better story."
Yeah.
So he's like, "Oh, I got a story about a guy who died surfing, and now a new guy is gonna try to surf the same crazy surf." And his boss is like, "Great, story me."
The surf and is called needs... the Boneyard, as I remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he needs Sean Pertwee to do this, and Sean Pertwee is like, I'm not going to do this. I need to get on with my life, and I want to be with Catherine Zeta-Jones. But then later, Ewan confesses what's going on, and he's like, fine, I'll do the surf. And then Catherine's like, I heard you weren't going to do the surf. That's awesome. And then he's like, I am going to do the surf. And she's like, I'm mad at you. So then he's like, I got to get money and go to the auction to help her buy the cafe. But then he finds out that Ewan's going to do the surf anyway, and he's afraid Ewan's going to die. So he goes out and does the surf and saves Ewan, and then shows up late to the auction, and Catherine can't buy the cafe. But then also, Deus Ex Machina, he owned a shack already, and they turned that into a cafe. And then they have a baby, and they run the cafe.
Man, I feel like we do this with these stupid movies so often, where it's just like absolute tornado of bullshit exposition.
Yep.
But this is truly this movie. Like, there were,
and I think
so many things
at, like,
going
a surf shop in town.
He shapes, like, the boards. He always, like, yeah, that was his destiny from the get go, for sure. Yeah.
There's also like a wise old surfer hippie guy who has, like, he just keeps
the movie and literally ends on him meditating and levitating.
Because he said, I think it truly, if my life and this town were in balance, I could levitate. And, yeah, like, the end of the movie is the town's in balance now. So he can,
I don't think Cornwall can ever be in balance. I don't.
No.
Not until King Arthur returns.
I know that.
Yeah.
The once and future kings.
For this literal tight 90 movie.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, there is a castle in Cornwall that is often cited as the inspiration for the fictional Camelot.
Right. Ah, sure.
Right.
What was the, oh my God, there's the woman who's doing the man on the street thing now, and the video I keep seeing online is she's talking to a British historian, and she's like, so that king came a lot? Like, he came a bunch. And the lady's like, oh no. And she's like, I just want to understand. I don't understand. Teach me more. Oh. He came a whole bunch.
You have to send me a link to this, because, yep, I need to see it.
Can do. I think it's like one of the Netflix like runners at the top.
Yeah, we can post it on our Mastodon.
Right. In due time.
And by Mastodon, you mean the message boards on the band Mastodon's website, right?
Yeah.
I frequent
specifically the message boards related to the album Crack the Sky.
That is the best one.
That I saw that one performed in full with their weird little short film about, yep, Rasputin playing behind them.
It's really good. Oh, it's really good. Yep.
Capillarian.
Capillary Crest is the best song ever. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. This movie has way.
Isn't it a waste that I saw Mastodon perform that album with that short film? I don't give a fucking shit.
You have also, like, seen other bands that I like a lot. Like, Gospel is a band that you and friend of the show Jeremy taught me about.
Yeah.
You've seen them, and I listen to them regularly. They're barely a band, and I really like them. Yeah.
I bought their album on vinyl. Okay. When we saw them, because I was, sure, like, this was a great set. And hey, I'll support you guys. And I never opened it. And I opened it recently, and it turns out it's like a cool, like pink vinyl. Like, it's a special, like, sure, gem. I'm going to try to sell it, I think.
you could give it to your friend Zach.
Or sell it to your friends. Yeah, yeah, either way. I'll trade you a Barry Lyndon Laserdisc.
Oh, yeah, you didn't. I left that at your house.
I know. Well, it was a mutual fuck up on that one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I swear to God, I wasn't the one who printed all that shit.
Yeah. You mean friend of the show Kevin's ass printed all that? Yeah. My God. Do you know what ink cartridges cost?
I thought it was
cost?
Nephew of the show, friend of the show Jeremy and Jess's son.
Oh, it could have been. I don't know. There were so many cyans and magentas that are just ruined in that printer. Just depleted. Yeah. Anyway.
That was nothing. Yeah. That was nothing.
This movie has way too much going on. Sounds for, like, yeah, the thing that it is trying to be. It's a surfing movie. Like, I don't know why we needed all those subplots. I will say the only one that I really...
I think it's because they wanted to fill 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, they did. Exactly. 90 minutes.
Yeah. It is 90 minutes long, according to every metric I've ever seen, which is, yeah, Wikipedia.
Yep. The one that I liked was the dude getting married, Terry. I feel like his thing, and then he with the lady, and they sort of come together, and it all sort of works out, and they find a life for themselves.
That was Peter Gunn.
Didn't previously like his version of his life or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that story had some legs, I think, or like rang true in any way.
Yeah. Really. So, was there anything fun with this movie, or interesting, or
no?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we should just unpack the phrase blue juice, which I don't understand.
Right.
Is it I don't have anything to give you about it other than what we already told you.
They do say it in the movie. I think it is meant to be the surf, I believe. Like it is it is the ocean.
Like Peter Gunn at one point is when after he's been massively drugged multiple times by
It's called the theme from Peter Gunn, Zach. If you ever played in a pep band, you would know that.
Yep. No.
Anyway, after his character gets drugged repeatedly by Ewan McGregor, he decides, "Oh, I guess I don't want to get married. I did leave out. I'll tell you about another part here in a second. I guess I don't want to get married." And he is surfing, and Sean Pertwee comes up next to him. He's like, "I'm not getting married, mate. I did just need some of the blue juice." It's like,
right. If this movie is The Hangover, he's Riley from National Treasure. He's the groom.
Yeah,
he's the guy.
One of his subplots is, they think they see a woman who used to be on a King Arthur TV show in town. Like an actress that they were obsessed with growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And he spends the movie chasing this woman, trying to woo her.
Hmm.
Yep. And he dresses as a fucking knight in armor and shit.
Where
and
that is woman this is played plot by coming from? Yeah. What the fuck?
Imagine being even less relatable to any human ever.
Yeah. And this woman is played by Jenny Agutter, who is a famous British actress. She's in American Werewolf in London, among many other things. Sure. But that's a whole other thing that happens.
Huh. Yeah, this movie's nothing. My main takeaway was
it's nothing.
Yeah, this is 1995, which in the epoch of movies that I care about, it's that one. It's The Rock. Mm-hmm. It's all of that good shit in the 90s that is very nostalgic for me, and I kept trying to relate it to that, and the best I could do was Ewan McGregor wears a Stussy hat once. That's it. Mm-hmm. Whatever they were doing that I guess may have translated in the UK or something, did nothing for me at all. It had no nostalgia.
Well, it wasn't,
it was just too much
made for elsewhere. It was made for
I guess
the
not.
UK.
Yeah.
I have to say, Stussy hats, is that just a bucket hat?
Yeah, it's a thing that you'd find at PacSun or Gidzooks.
Yeah, no,
or
it's just the most horseshit kind of hat I've ever experienced in my life. Hate them so much.
They had T-shirts and a bunch of other shit.
Yeah, from what awful. I understand, the trademark that makes something a Stussy hat is that it says Stussy in big fucking letters on it.
Yeah, that's how that still works, I think. Yeah,
yeah, but bucket hats, right?
Yeah, that would be
just the worst thing possible.
Sure. I've been thinking about it.
Do not. What is wrong with you? What?
Seth, we have to talk about this afterwards. There is a line Lee has not yet crossed, but he is
towing it. But he's I like the chains. I like the rings.
I like seeing Lee happy with his own
cable,
personal style decisions.
Fucking bucket hats is the line, my dude.
It'd be a lot. Yeah,
This is what you call the we all care about you.
Yeah,
Lee.
We
sit you down inside a PacSun, and then you walk out and you go into another PacSun.
Yeah, and you buy some Ray-Bans there, but the wraparound kind, not interesting ones. Jeez,
I think I've lost the plot of this. Honestly,
sure. Yeah, this movie's
this movie sounds shitty.
Nothing.
All right, tell me about the posters. Tell me about the posters.
Yeah. Yes. So the only important thing about this. So this movie came out in 1995. Mm-hmm. Sean Pertwee, that's his name, I believe.
Pertwee.
Mm-hmm. So he's the main character. Hard. Like absolutely 100%. They released this movie, I think, in the States and also elsewhere in like the year 2000-ish.
It came out, there was like when DVD was starting, and then
Like let's recapitalize on this.
Kind of yeah, thing. DVD publishing companies were just buying the rights to every cheap thing in the world that had notable actors. Yes. In it.
So they the original poster had Sean and Catherine Jones, and then they.
Can you take that one again? How'd you? What's her name?
Catherine Zeta-Jones. They replaced Sean with Ewan McGregor. Not only Ewan McGregor, but they shaved his beard and cut his hair and made him all.
Yeah, and he has facial hair and long hair.
What the hell? They made him all hot looking because that's the.
Well, they made it a picture of Ewan McGregor, famous circa 2000,
right? Which would be. Star Wars, Ewan McGregor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and like, you know, Trainspotting and stuff had already come out.
He went from like sort of, you know, borderline. He was in Shallow Grave and whatever.
Well, I don't think we can say anybody was in Shallow Grave, but.
Sure. But by 2000, he was a genuine star. So yeah, they changed the main character of the movie for the poster for the DVD release, which is something.
I think a story I remember seeing recently was some movie studio getting sued over a trailer for being misleading about
like what was actually going on. I mean, Catherine Zeta-Jones at this point, this is like her fourth film or something.
This is very early.
Yeah, right. She hadn't been in The Phantom. She hadn't been in Mask of Zorro.
She certainly hadn't been in Entrapment because that's set at the Millennium.
Yeah,
the
that's 1999, if I'm not mistaken.
Can I tell you guys that my partner and I have been watching holiday themed movies based on whatever holiday it is. So on New Year's Eve, we watched Entrapment and New Year's Eve. Those are the two.
What a baffling confluence.
Yeah.
Well, they both take place on New Year's.
Okay. Sure. So what are you going to do on Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day? We're going to watch Valentine's Day.
You're
going to
watch Valentine's Day. Yeah,
and?
Valentine's Day is
you need to find one that takes place on Valentine's Day, but is, like, not thematically named.
Yeah. I'm sure it exists. I mean, a traditional Valentine's Day movie is Bull Durham, but that very does not take place
I mean.
Day. That's just sexy.
It's just really hot. Well, right. We get it. We get it. But what about My Bloody Valentine, for instance? Or
okay. In 3D or not? Do I have to buy a 3D TV?
You do. Sorry.
You can't. So.
Oh, no. You can. You can.
Well, maybe on.
I just can't buy a new one.
Facebook Marketplace. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get lucky.
Yeah.
Gotta reactivate my fucking Facebook.
Sorry.
Lee, you were saying someone got sued for a trailer. How would that...
A studio recently got sued for a trailer for being misleading. I don't remember what
movie who was suing and on what grounds? I'm so confused.
I'm telling you, I don't remember. I just remember it happened and people were like, this is dangerous fucking territory because trailers are representations of pre-finished movies.
Sure. Yeah. Also, it is... antithetical to the thing that trailers are supposed to be. They're supposed to not give much away or give you like a little taste or whatever.
And like the basis of the lawsuit was like the trailer massively weighted a particular performer who was barely in the movie or something.
Yeah.
So is it like a viewer?
No, it was like a viewer or a critic or something. And it was for the 2019 Danny Boyle film Yesterday.
Danny Boyle.
Right.
Sister Podcast is doing him currently.
And we literally just referenced two of their movies.
We sure did.
Yeah.
A lot of Ewan in there. A lot of Ewan.
So Ana de Armas.
How can you This is like I went I went to Subway and I got a sandwich and I didn't like it because I didn't think it was the same thing. So now I'm suing Subway.
No.
I mean, people do sue Subway constantly. Yeah. So
that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I like because she's in the trailer.
She's
I guess
heavily somewhat featured in the trailer as like a love interest
and her
or
role
something,
got
but then
massively cut.
She's
down
not even
the
in the
came
final
out.
Cut.
Oh,
like she's
wow.
completely removed from the final cut, and so they're saying it's false advertising.
Oh
right,
I think that like it wouldn't fly if she had had any part at all, but because she was cut entirely from the film. They could make the right. argument, like, I mean, it's all legalese. Much like my hilarious legal shenanigans that occurred in Blue Juice.
We're back. Okay.
And Legal. God damn it.
I'm so yeah. mad about that whole thing you were just talking about. But yeah, let's
Well, and
let's
so, move on. So, and like, God the thing is, it. Though, like, yeah. independent companies cut trailers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the director doesn't cut the trailer.
It's an
the editor
it's an,
doesn't cut the trailer.
It's an opt-in like, situation. You can watch them or not, trailers or movies.
Yeah.
You can't sue people because a thing was different than the thing. That's
well,
insane.
The reason
I brought that up is
they're
because
suing corporations, which I'm fine.
Right,
yeah.
But
which
regardless, like just okay, you watched a thing you didn't like. Good, move on. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So
Americans
are
very
that,
litigious, I must say.
I know, I hate it. It's insane.
The reason I bring that up is because apparently there was chatter when this movie was released on DVD from people being like, this seems like false advertising. And I guess sure. this was in a simpler pre-9/11 time when we were all sweet summer children and didn't consider the idea of suing a corporation for false sure. advertisement about a DVD cover. Uh-huh.
To be fair.
I guess we live in the world where that happens now.
I do support suing a corporation generally, but...
yeah. Yeah. But I guess since then, there have been reprints of the DVD yeah. where they have... put Sean Pertwee back on the cover.
It's on the IMDb page. It's photos 1 and 2 are his, and then the other one is Sean. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I mean, good for him. Yeah. Or not. This movie sucked. Like I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want this on like my top five resume items. Like.
Oh, Zach, you know that storyline about the girl whose dad was a singer and she was mad that his song got remixed?
Uh-huh. Maybe? Yeah, now sure. you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, well, and then at the end, the dad is in the movie and he's doing a new song and the producer is helping him out.
Yeah.
That guy was played by Edwin Starr, you know, the guy who performed War. Huh, good God, y'all.
What is
what it
is good for?
Absolutely nothing. Okay. Sing it again.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, there's sure. a character named Guinevere in here. That's weird.
Right. That's Jenny Agutter.
Yeah. Jeez. All right. This seems tiresome. I got very little to say. So.
Same.
You didn't watch the movie. You shouldn't need to have
Seth, any
final
thoughts?
I know, but like, clearly you guys also don't have very much to say because it's no. like a.
That's absolutely
that's a
true.
Bummer.
Yeah, send it. So Blue Juice as a movie yep. on IMDb has, where's the thing?
Oh my God, Zach.
Oh my God. It's 5.3, Zach.
Oh, I don't even, oh yeah. No, it's 5.1.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to remember from earlier. I already closed
it. I'm the asshole. It's 5.1 with 2,800 votes, which is quite low. Understandably.
Sure. Yeah. So can we shift the tide using our fan army?
2,800? I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know how many times Kevin is allowed to vote.
Right. It's not a, what was the golf movie with the...
Little Loopers.
Little Loopers.
Yeah, Little Loopers had 75 votes. Like, then
right.
we can definitely do a thing.
All
but...
right, all right, all right. It's no... Yeah.
75 votes and a bespoke song now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah,
that's true.
old corn. Yeah.
Boy.
Okay. Lee, thoughts on original and Seth.
Shit.
Fucking, I don't know. The original is just like, it's one of those movies that you watched and it's like, I guess I watched a movie.
Yep.
was it bad? Yeah. Was it like upsetting or like terrible in any way?
No, it was pretty innocuous. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know, like 3.7.
Okay. Yeah.
That's still pretty low, but yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't fun.
It's
because
it was bad.
But...
Sure, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing, and it was a negative nothing, not a nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Seth, what the hell? Why not? I don't know. Nine.
Oh,
love
shit.
It. We love it. We love your courtroom. We love your creativity. You got to chop and screw, and we got to give those scores to you. This is a 9.
I mean, I love Gatorade Lung. That's my primary affliction.
You made a pro vape movie, so yeah.
It's really weird. As a person who often drinks things too fast and like breathes while drinking and sucks liquid into his lungs, I feel like I've had Gatorade lung.
Yeah. It's almost like we could sue Gatorade.
Ugh, I mean,
for litigious people, Zach, get over it.
One of us has to get a law degree. Like, that's the only way that we make these things happen.
I applied to work at some law firms recently in the free time. As like a secretary.
Do you want to apply to law schools to work as a lawyer eventually?
No, I know too much about the law to give a shit.
I know. That is the problem. You got to catch them young.
I'm the low man on the... I'm the low man on the degree to the degree.
Oh, I don't
here,
I don't so. Think that's a problem. No,
I think it would fall to me.
Yeah. To be the you feeling law school? Like you got like 2 years and like $200,000.
Yeah, it's like 3 years.
It depends on if you're going for like an LMS or a JD or whatever. So like it's a...
Oh yeah, because I'm not gonna get the fucking doctorate.
Yeah, that's true. LLM, excuse me, not LMS, LLM.
Sure.
Lexus Legum Magistra, not
Nexus. Oh.
Yeah.
No, your thing.
Yeah.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yep. Okay. This original movie, you know, I thought 3-7 was a little rough, but now that I think about it, here's how my week went. Usually, like, in a given day, I watch, you know, TV shows, YouTube, whatever. And the day that I watched this movie, I did so in the morning. And then I watched some other shit in the afternoon. And then when I was like getting off work, I was like, I feel like I didn't do anything today, like media wise. Like, I feel like I didn't watch anything. And I went, oh, fuck. I watched that entire movie for the podcast.
Yo,
like, blanked out
also,
on it.
Same. Yeah, same.
Yeah. It just erased itself from my dome.
That's a bummer.
Immediately. Yeah. I think 3-7 is pretty close. Okay. I'm going to go like a 3-2 even. Like, this movie is trash. Again, it makes me mad that it's from 1995, the epoch of the things that are generally good.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie is just nothing. Yeah. Seth, courtroom drama. You're on the side of pro vape. That's a 10. That's a 10 for me.
Whoa.
Don't say anything else. Don't say anything else and ruin it.
Cool. Just fix my delta.
Yes.
I love that delta.
I'm glad that you're pro vape, and I definitely don't have popcorn lung, and everything's totally cool. So,
do you have Gatorade lung, though?
Well, I hope that's not a real thing. I might.
How often do you have to clean the inside of your
lungs?
Your windshield.
The inside of your lungs. Fuck.
Windshield, not as much, but I don't drive nearly as much as I used to. So,
I mean, you just get some of those like those bottle cleaners thing, the pipe cleaners, and just jam them down in, and that'll fix
this is
it
a real
right
thing.
Up.
Me and friend of the show Jess used to have to do just scrape your windshield out of your things that you have to pretend don't also live in your lungs. It's not super.
Oh
fun.
Boy,
whatever. We used to smoke cigarettes. There are worse things.
I mean,
man, what it's
the times when I used to smoke. I lived in Russia and didn't have a car, so I didn't have to worry about that. I just released that straight into everyone else's lungs.
Oh yeah, as you do.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was cold though, so you know.
Yeah,
that's their problem.
Yep. Agreed. All right. Next week we are doing. Lee is doing
Lee
a movie
is doing,
called
yeah.
Shattered.
Definitely
kind of good.
No poop jokes at all.
Ooh.
Wait, what? Why would there be?
Man, you guys need to think and forth.
I think it was on like Lee's thing. I was like, wait, do you shit solids that then hit the ground and? That's what I was thinking.
I'm so dehydrated.
Yeah. You shit peanut brittle?
knows that it's late. It's late on a Friday. We've all had long weeks.
Sure enough,
I haven't.
Well,
Jesus Christ!
I'm fun employed. You can't tell me anything.
I remember when I was last. That might be coming up again.
Yeah, so you're just as loopy as you understand the loopiness.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, loopy. Loopy, hang on. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I think we need
the hit song Hang On Sloopy, which is
Well,
anyway. I'll watch what she's watching. Well,
yeah, and you know, as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to drink engine coolant.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. Though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.